Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. The Rosemont High School robotics team has a lot to celebrate this year. They just returned from the World Robotics Championship in Houston. The student engineers built a robot capable of taking on more than 600 teams across the world. I sat down with Dave Stafford, the head mentor for the Wolverine robotics team, along with Rosemont High seniors Diana Torres Arias and Mitchell Millibar, about the international exposure. First of all, welcome all of you to Insight. This is a good bunch we have here.
Thanks for having us.
Dave, I want to start with you and just kind of learning about the robotics team at Rosemont High and how it got its start.
So at the time, I was a relatively new teacher at Rosemont High School, and the principal and another one of our teachers there wanted to get the team going again. They had had one several years before. And then ultimately, right mid-December, they said, no, you really are going to do this. So I coerced my AP physics class into being my first team. And we struggled mightily that first year. And like I said, once we showed up at the first competition, everything changed for all of us, because it is quite an experience if you've never ever been to one.
And if I understand it correctly, are you now retired, but you still go back to mentor?
Yes, that's true. I retired just short of a year ago, but my intent was always to stay with FIRST Robotics, whether it's with this team, Team 5274 at Rosemont, which I hope it is, or more on more of a national basis.
What keeps you coming back to it?
The students, for sure. They drive everything. It's such a thrill to watch them learn and grow, and they're fun to be around, and we laugh all the time. There's nothing like a lot of smiles and laughter to just keep you motivated to do this stuff.
All right, well, that brings me to the students. Diana and Mitchell, what do you do for the robotics team? Diana, I'll start with you.
I'm the business team lead on our school's robotics team.
Great, how about you, Mitchell?
So I am head driver and co-head builder for this past year's team.
All right, so for someone who isn't into robotics like myself, what exactly does that mean?
So during the competition, we do actually drive our robots on the field. So that is my position. I am one of the two drivers or co-head builder. And we kind of formulate the plan on what we will actually be building for this year's robotic competition.
Why do you love it?
I love it because I'm really into STEM. I've been really into STEM. It's a good way to kind of just do something with your hands. It's a really fun way to learn.
Nice. And how does it feel to compete, though? Not only just create stuff, but actually go up against other schools.
Competing is a whole new level. The room always gets really, really energetic whenever a match is about to start. And it's similar towards like an adrenaline rush. It's a really fulfilling experience.
Would you agree, Dave?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's there's nothing like when the crowd is yelling. I mean, that's the basis for FIRST Robotics. The Dean Kamen, who's the originator of it, he always wanted to put together a program that highlighted kids in STEM on a highly competitive field that was reminiscent of wrapping the Super Bowl, the World Series, and the NBA Finals all together in one place.
All right, Diana, well, that brings me to you. Why do you love doing it?
The community. I really like the community. It's so wholesome and interconnected, and it always makes you feel like you belong there.
What grade are both of you in?
I'm a senior.
I'm also a senior.
And how long have the both of you been doing it?
We both started in 7th grade.
Are you really grateful that you've had it for 6 years, given that both of you have stuck with it for several years?
Oh, absolutely.
Extremely grateful.
Yeah. For people who may be thinking about maybe getting their children into it, or maybe they're thinking about getting into it themselves, what did it add to your academic experience and your school experience?
It definitely transferred over into my schooling career and my basic day-to-day basis. I didn't realize how much all of the things I was learning at competitions was actually helping me make friends or get more into my school subjects and whatnot.
Robotics for me, this has been the most amount of time I've had to do any public speaking, so that's really helped in classes and such where you have to give presentations. Robotics has also taught me a lot about how to manage your time, because we do have a lot of time constraints in the competition, so.
Yeah.
You know, Dave, I would imagine since you have the hindsight of almost a decade of robotics teams at a high school level, that there are so many lessons that students gain and can apply to their lives even outside of robotics or STEM.
Oh, absolutely. And we see it all the time. We've got a number of students now that are, you know, finished high school, finished college. They're in the tech sector. We have students that are at Caltech. We have students that are at Davis, and students at Northwestern. Both of these students are going into the STEM fields, you know, one at UC San Diego, one here at Sac State. You know, we bring those folks back because they love coming back from time to time, too, and they can share their experiences. And it just helps to, you know, make education more real, ultimately, because we know, you know, take history classes, you take science classes, you take English classes, but this kind of helps wrap all those things together.
When it comes to the World Championship in Houston, how was the experience for you, Mitchell?
It was really, really eye-opening. I mean, being part of the team, I always heard the stories of the last time they went to the competition and how awe-inspiring it was. And then to actually be there and driving and participating, it was a surreal experience.
Diana, can you help us visualize what the competition was like, what you actually had to put in to compete against other teams?
It was very daunting at first. You would walk in and you would see everyone was super at work and super focused on everything that they were doing. And you would sit there and you'd wonder, what am I doing here?
Is it basically you're creating a robot to go through an obstacle course, or how does it work?
I like to compare it to like a game, like a basketball game. We're creating a robot to complete a set of tasks to score points to then hopefully win. But that's the general gist.
All right, Dave, so how did they do?
Oh, they did great. And to kind of just further on what Mitchell was saying, it's always 3-on-3. And one of the things I love about FIRST Robotics is they give us a different game every year. So while I completely dig football, baseball, basketball, those rules don't change much, whereas our rules change every single year. So yeah, the robot itself and our team did fabulously throughout the year.
How many teams competed in the World Championships?
620.
What were the rankings? How did you all fare?
Well, so...
Or is it a more complicated answer than the simple question?
Yeah, it is. It's a complicated answer. There's 8 divisions, so they broke us up into 8, like 8 smaller, like as if we were doing regionals. And there were 77 in our group. We were in the Newton division. Each one of the groups was named after a famous scientist. We ended up 58th in that division, but our robot ran much better than 58th. And overall, we were probably a top 50 percentile robot throughout the competition.
How did that feel for the both of you?
As the driver of the robot, I was really proud of what our robot was able to accomplish throughout the competition. I do think as a team, we performed very well. We were able to provide a lot of support for our alliances and able to keep the point scores high.
For us, I was just going to say, we were really proud to say that, yeah, that's our robot out on the field. So it really helped keep morale up in the stands.
Did the robot have a name?
Yeah, so the robot's name this year, it's Armageddon. And the reason its name is that is because the robot does have a giant arm on it.
And it's spelled ARM-A-GET-N, Armageddon.
I love that. I'm just thinking about a robotics team and the amount of cost that goes into this. How do you get this funded?
A lot of the money comes through grants that we apply for. Certainly, when you throw a wrench into the plan, like you're going to go to the World Championships, which is a $25,000 bill, you now expand what it is you're going to do to try to get those funds. So we did, a lot of families stepped up and helped us do a 99 Pledges campaign. We also took the robot to a couple of different functions where it was going to have dinner with the robot at J.J. Pfister and Sandwich Spot and a few other places that, you know, that hosted us to kind of just get it out there. And people were happy to, you know, give us $20 here, $40 there. And ultimately, the after-school program, Rosemont 21st Century Assets, stepped up and paid for our hotels and our air flight. So that helped tremendously. But we are always looking for sustainable sponsorships. And we have some, you know, renewed enthusiasm in the adults to help us and make more contacts with the local tech companies. And We have a whole list of them, so be prepared out there if you're listening. We're probably knocking on your door at some point.
Hey, every dollar counts, you know?
That's right.
Finally, Mitchell and Diana, you are rounding out high school. What does the future hold for you? What do you hope it holds?
I will be attending school here at Sac State. I like staying in Sacramento. It's nice. It's comfortable. But I really do want to get out there, kind of expand my opportunities and further my career in STEM.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's good to get out of a bubble. I felt that way when I went away to college. How about you, Diana?
I'm going to be heading down to UC San Diego. I really wanted to stay and mentor for our team at Rosemont, but I'm going to be 7 hours away. So hopefully I can at least stay connected with some of the students that I know through like Zoom calls and whatnot.
And I will say with Mitchell staying here, we're kind of thrilled because he has agreed to come back and do some driver coaching for us. So,
yeah, that mentorship is invaluable.
Absolutely.
It makes it so much more tangible for students.
Yeah. Well, in fact, my second in command was on our original team. He's since, you know, obviously graduated high school the year that we went to championships the first time, which was in 2016. And now he's finishing up his degree in mechanical engineering here at Sac State. And he's been... I mean, he's one of my best friends at this point. So,
well, congratulations to the both of you. And thank you so much, Dave, for corralling them and bringing them here to the Insight Studio.
Thank you so much.
Dave Stafford is the head mentor for the Wolverine Robotics team, joined by Rosemont High seniors Diana Torres Arias and Mitchell Millibar, who just returned from the World Robotics Championship in Houston. And that's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to reach out, shoot us an email at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.